You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
So here is a helpful hint to all those that might be interested in getting started on a podcast. If you have a USB microphone, it is helpful to have that plugged in before you try to start a podcast. Just my advice. This is Dave, and we're going to get started on another essential 1980s movie episode. Here we go.
This is 80-something podcast.
Banzai! Banzai! Banzai!
Banzai!
Hey, where's the meat? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Go, Ghostbusters! Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Eat to each other. And party on, dudes!
This is Banzai Retro Club. Can you dig it? I am Dave, and this is another one in the ongoing series of my solo show of the essential 1980s movies that I think all of us should watch. Well, at least by the good people at RottenTomatoes.com. They put out this list on the internet, and I am going to do my best to see if I can talk about all 140 of those movies. So I'm still relatively in the infancy of this whole series. So this is still me getting through just the beginning part of it. So if you're listening in or have listened to the other ones, I hope you are enjoying what I'm doing so far. So in this one, I made it to number 133 on the list, which was released in 1985, and we're talking about Lady Hawk. So, according to the Rotten Tomatoes description, it's in medieval France, a young... Is it Nebishly or Nebishly? I'm going Nebishly. Pickpocket befriends a knight who has fallen under a strange curse. It is soon up to the pickpocket to help reunite the knight and his lady love and defeat the evil bishop behind the curse in this romantic fantasy film. So as I said, released in 1985. It's directed by Richard Donner. And it has got Matthew Broderick, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Rutger Hauer. Among a few others. But those are the main cast of characters that we're going to be talking about. Just to get a feel for this movie, we're going to be inserting the trailer here.
He was a pickpocket. Who thought that anything was better than prison. Little did he know what he'd escaped from wasn't half as strange or frightening as what he'd stumbled into.
I do not believe what I believe, Lord. These are magical, unexplainable matters, and I beg you not to make me a part of them.
The knight who had saved him wanted only two things: to free his lover and to take his revenge.
I have waited almost 2 years for a sign from God.
Sir, the truth is I talk to God all the time. And no offense, but he never mentioned you.
The pickpocket was the key to his plan. But would you send a thief to guard your treasure? He was the last one in the world to act like a hero. It just happened by itself. And he was drawn into a magical, romantic adventure. Matthew Broderick. Michelle Pfeiffer. Rutger Hauer. Lady Hawk.
All right, so I'm not known to be that much of a tangent guy, but you know what? On second thought, maybe I am. I seem to remember an episode recently of this series where I spent probably too much time talking about my new podcast gear. And so I guess I can tangent, but this isn't a tangent. This is actually a little bit on topic, but for those of you that know me well, or at least have been listening to me for a while, you may know that I am a fan of Ready Player One, the book by Ernest Cline. In fact, you know, the audiobook is what I'm a fan of. I've listened to that a good 8 or 9 times now. Actually, I'm overdue for another listen. I enjoy that so much. And I think it's important to clarify that I'm a fan of the book, not so much the movie. Not saying the movie was horrible, but there's so much more in the book that is just fantastic for 80s fans. So I would highly recommend the book over the movie. And if you get a chance to listen to the audiobook, that is read by the great Will Wheaton. And there's nothing better for an 80s reference than Will Wheaton reading a book about the 80s. So, on the topic of Lady Hawk, there is a section of that book where Parzival and H are arguing over whether Lady Hawk is canon for the egg hunt. And so, that sticks in my brain. I thought that was a fun interaction between those two characters, and one of them was a big fan of Lady Hawk, and the other one was giving him a little bit of hell for being a fan of Lady Hawk. I guess it wasn't maybe masculine enough. I'm on the side of the coin that is pro Lady Hawk. I am a fan of this movie. I do. By fan of the movie means I like it. Doesn't mean that I've seen it a ton of times, but I've seen it enough that I remember favorite parts of it. And that was a fun interaction of characters between those that I had mentioned. Rutger Hauer was just a badass. I just loved him as Captain Navarre. Michelle Pfeiffer, always beautiful and very talented actress. And Matthew Broderick being kind of the, I don't know, geeky medieval guy, if you will. They made a good trio, and it was really fun to watch. If I were to pick a favorite scene, I think there was a, well, not necessarily where I don't think, but what I did was something I normally don't do on these podcasts is prepare. And what I was doing was, since I hadn't seen the movie in so long, and I remember enjoying the movie a lot, I did go onto YouTube, and where I was just going to watch the trailer, I ended up watching the, like, they have 10 scenes that they show you for a lot of these movies on YouTube. So if you go into Lady Hawk, you'd see, like, scenes 1 of 10, 2 of 10, and all that. So they go through various scenes. And out of those, there was this one where Matthew Broderick was kind of bragging about escaping. And then next thing you know, he has to try to escape again from the guards and gets rescued by Captain Navarre. And it was really fun that at the tail end of that, it could have been the next scene where he was like, well, you know, you have some sort of curse going on, or you have some sort of situation. I don't want to be involved. I'm moving on. And then next thing you know, you see him walking away, and then a sword ends up in the tree. And Matthew Broderick just looks at the sword, then looks back at the captain and says, I'll go gather some wood. So it was just very, a very fun play on the, yep, there's no way I'm going to win here. You're going to kick my ass. I'm going to go do whatever the hell you want me to do. And so that was fun. That was really fun. And then there was another scene where, Matthew Broderick's character, and I'm sorry, I don't remember his character name, was dancing with Michelle Pfeiffer's character, Lady Hawk. And so that was, you know, that was wonderful just because it is Michelle Pfeiffer. I mean, come on, she's pretty damn hot. So what I did also for this episode, which I haven't done on the previous Essential Movies 1980s, is I went to the Twitter world and I tweeted out and asked the question, what is your favorite part of Lady Hawk? And of course I had to hashtag that bad boy. So hashtag Lady Hawk. If you're on Twitter, do a hashtag Lady Hawk and you'll see part of that conversation. And the answer that I got, first one was from co-host Rose, who's over at 80s Music Girl. She said the horse. And I'm pretty sure she's talking about the captain's just great horse throughout the movie, or there was a specific scene that I'll mention here in a minute on another one of the responses. Another response that I got on Twitter, Michael Robert, and he's at Earth2Mike, that's T-W-O Mike, says Michelle Pfeiffer's otherworldly beauty. Yeah, Michael, I've got to agree with you. She is amazing, not just as an actress, but just to look at. So I've got to agree with you. Another response that we had, and this is what I was referring to earlier, Rick Volkman, and he's at Volkman, M-A-N-N, says, definitely when Navarre enters the church on his horse, and he actually puts a YouTube link, and this is the part where Matthew Broderick's character is opening the front door, and then Captain Navarre horse comes in with him still on it, and they march their way to the front of the church to confront the bishop. And then he just ends that with the word awesome, all in caps, with an exclamation point. Completely agree. That is just powerful, wonderful 1980s stuff right there. He also responded, again, it says, why do I always forget that Matthew Broderick was in this movie? And then he posted a picture of that same scene that I talked about earlier where the sword was in the tree. So maybe Rick did the same thing that I did after I started to think about doing this podcast episode, was, you know, start looking up stuff on the internet and came across that scene. And I was like, oh yeah, Matthew Broderick. I didn't forget that Matthew was in there, but still. Another one of our good friends of the podcast is Gato at Gato One Dog. He just responded, as far as favorite part of Lady Hawk is Matthew Broderick. I had a response from Pete Ramirez, and he's at TX_RamsFan25. Says, goddamn, I haven't heard of this movie in a long time. It was one of my favorites growing up. That's awesome to hear. It's good to know that, you know, this simple tweet can kind of, you know, get people to remember stuff that they may have forgotten about. And, you know, if this is indeed an essential 1980s movie, then it's definitely touched the hearts in several of our, in several of us, of us. And so it's good that, to put this out there and, you know, be a beacon of remembrance for people. So hopefully you got something out of this. I'm probably going to be inserting some other kind of audio clip for the movie in somewhere throughout this whole episode, so you'll get to really enjoy the audio version of a lot of, you know, or not a lot, but, you know, like a scene that I may like, and I might plug that into where I was talking earlier about my favorite scene. Depends on if it sounds great, you know, as audio and not just being physical.
Each generation is called upon to follow its own quest.
And what is your quest?
I must kill a man.
Tell me, does this walking corpse have a name?
His Grace, the Bishop of Aquila.
Bishop? I see. Well, then you have much to do. And I've already been enough of a burden to you. I do hope our paths cross again one day.
I need you to guide me into the city.
Not for the life of my mother. Even if I knew who she was.
You're the only one who has ever escaped from there.
It was chance. Pure chance. A miracle. Once in a lifetime. I fell down a hole and followed my nose.
I have waited almost 2 years for a sign from God. So when I heard the warning bells of Aquila, I knew the moment of my destiny had come. You will be my guiding angel.
Me? Sir, the truth is, I talk to God all the time. And no offense, but he never mentioned you.
No.
There are strange forces at work in your life. Magical ones that surround you. I don't understand them, but they frighten me. You have given me my life. The truth is, I can never repay you. I have no honor. I never will have. I don't think that you would kill me for being what I am. But better that than to return to Aquila. I'll gather some wood for the fire.
So we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. I think I've already been talking for well over 10 minutes. Which is me, actually, I've probably been going about 15, 20 minutes on a lot of these episodes. But edited in with all the audio stuff, it'll probably end up around that. So I should be good here. So with that, just like to remind everybody to be excellent to each other and have a good whatever. Goodbye.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Banzai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Banzai!
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 All right, on the next Essential 1980s Movie episode, I'm going to try to figure out if wearing a hockey mask around Crystal Lake is actually a good thing.